The most memorable English language learning experience is happened in year one, and I joined a program called Colors and went to Sunderland for a month to take an IELTS test. And then in that month, I'm living in there and meet many people and learn many things about English culture or English language. So it is the most memorable experience.
Mm-hmm. So how about so the club you were in, so what did you do to get to know each other's culture?
We went to some school visiting and do some service, and then through that experience we talked to the native people, and then learn more things about that.
Mm-hmm. Were you shy at the first time when you speak to native speakers?
Sure. Uh-huh. Yes, because just feel nervous because we seldom use English to speak with the others.
Mm-hmm. So how did you overcome the shyness?
Because we have to do it. Because we're living in there. If we don't speak English, we just can't do anything. Yes.
Well, yeah, that's good. I mean, it's about like taking the first step and be brave and doing new things. Mm-hmm. So how about when you are with your friends in that club? Do you guys encourage each other in, you know, getting to know English better?
Yes, because we have to take an IELTS test at the end, so mm-hmm. we have to train or practice to prepare mm-hmm. for that thing.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So let's talk about reading experience. Have you read anything you like, or any other things online you've read?
Actually, I'm not really like reading, but last year I have a GE course, and then which need us to read a book, and I've read Brokeback Mountains because mm-hmm. I like the movie, mm-hmm. so I read this book, and this is the most memorable because I like this story. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, do you remember the name of the GE course?
Literature in our life.
Oh, well, that's interesting, and that's related to what, you know, we were talking about literature. So, what do you like about the book you've read, Brokeback Mountain?
Because I like the love story, mm-hmm. and they face a lot of things, and yes, so and. This is a good story, so I like this.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, nowadays online is a great platform for writers or authors to publish their work. And since you said you like love stories, and there are many, you know, bloggers who also just publish love stories in their blogs. Do you read that?
Yes, I read that.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind telling me about, like, you know, what they're about, or how did you find the blog in the first place?
There's a lot of things. I just Google it. For example, I just type in some keyword and then find the book that I like. Uh-huh.
Are there any other books you will be interested in reading in future? Love fiction, or, you know?
Because I like reading a drama or movie rather than reading book, so maybe I will just first watch the movie and then find the book that related to it. Yes.
So do you think watching movie helps you a lot in learning English?
Yes, I think so, because hear more and then we will have more vocabulary and then learn some new words.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you're in English, like what do you think your strengths and weaknesses are?
Strength. Maybe reading, mm-hmm. because practicing in DSE, my school have to practice a lot mm-hmm. for reading the related materials. Mm-hmm. So I think I may be good at reading, but and speaking. Maybe I'm not very good at speaking because I always feel nervous when I speak in the other language.